Matt. Hat.
All right, if you can mic check me on this other one.
Oh, hell. This is the mic that Tom York uses. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello.
That's right.
Welcome to the Nice Price Podcast, coming at you live from, not live, coming at you from,
we're
Nice
alive. Price,
I started to say Debbie Road. Nice Price Jr. again, that's, I kind of like it over here. I kind of don't want to go back to Debbie Road.
Yeah.
Season two, Jr. exclusively.
Exclusive?
I think, for the most part.
If we're going to do that, we need to start opening up to our fans.
Why?
Live pod.
Oh. Hey, I went to one of those this past week. A live pod.
Let me guess which podcast it was. Joe Rogan Experience.
Does he do those live?
What's up, freak bitches? No, he does not do those live. Well, he does broadcast them live, but you
well,
can't.
Sure.
He does it in his like studio with his like picture of Jimi Hendrix behind him.
Not in front of an audience. I went to a Doug Loves Movies this past week.
Oh, Doug Loves Movies. Yeah. How was it? What movie was that? Did they do?
It's not how it works.
How does it work? Is it not? Hang on. No. For the listener, there's another person laughing. Dylan's here.
Hey what's
Dylan.
Up?
Return of the Dylan.
What up?
We'll discuss you more later, but I just wanted to be confusing as to who the person was. All right, back to this. How does Doug Loves Movies?
It's a game show format. And it's more like
I knew that. Yeah. You told me this last time, I think.
Yeah, it's not like this podcast where they pick one movie and exclusively only talk about that one movie.
So it's not like us where we're like regimented, strict, good at our stuff. It's more like a loose kind of thing, unlike us.
Sure.
What, did you win? Did you compete?
No.
Wow, I didn't even try.
I didn't try. My friend...
You said Douglas Loves Movies. I think it's just Doug Loves Movies.
I don't know if that's the case. Douglas Loves Films?
My friend Rita tried to compete, but her she wasn't chosen to be on the panel.
Because of that, does she receive a shout out or a shout off?
You win a prize bag.
No, from us right now.
Oh, shout out.
Okay, so because she gave it a good shot. A for effort.
Sure. Yeah. The effort was there, but you have no control over like whether or not you're going to get picked. You could try to make like an eye catching thing to like.
I saw something on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It was her name. Worked into a movie title, Rita Tui.
Yeah, that's what you do. And then there's always a panel of guests, and they go out into the crowd and pick
the best one.
One at whatever. They pick one for whatever reason, whatever one.
Wait,
speaks
what was
to
yours?
Them. I didn't make one this time. You asked if I even tried, and I said no.
Oh, I didn't realize that's what. I thought it was like you signed up on a list or something.
No.
What was the? Why didn't you do one? You didn't have a good idea.
I'm just a fan, dog. I don't need to win. This is like my fifth or sixth time I've gone to this. Also. So it's like I'm.
Did
I don't
you
need,
try any of the other times?
I've tried one. The very first time when me and Parker went.
Matt Albert.
No.
That's the one. Albert.
Oh, thank you. the very first time Parker and I went.
Maddie Professor.
That doesn't quite work.
Okay.
Look who's Maddie.
Nope, you can't. It should rhyme.
How about it's the font and the cover from Big, but it just says Matt.
Sometimes people do. Like, some of them are really bad. Like, it might as well be that. But the one, but he'll also clown
might as well
you.
Suck like that.
No,
one.
He'll also he will point out that you didn't. It was like there's so many other things you could have done with your name instead of this terrible. Anyway,
it's something that rhymes with predator.
That's one thing I did this past week. What did you do this past week?
Forget every time, don't I? Let's see, what's something new? I joined a baseball league. Did we talk about this already?
Oh yeah, big time.
Baseball I did
the Raleigh Rippers,
Reapers, but it's more of a that part's loose. It's more of a I think they call it a loose sandlot thing. Social club. It's more of a like go out there and throw it around, do some infield practice, do some outfield, take some batting practice. Not like playing full games yet.
So you're not playing another team. You're not just kind of playing within each other,
right? And I think that at this moment, with it, what we're hoping to get to is enough people that we can have nine in the field. And then three or four people batting, and as they bat, they go out in the field, and everybody gets a chance to bat, or gets to play outside. Yeah, And maybe we'll get to the point of playing other people. What else did I do?
Do you have to find another one of these, what do you call it, Sandlot Social Club?
I didn't come up with that name.
In
that
a different town. You got to go to Nightdale and find their so version of it.
Here's one thing I learned is that it started in Austin, and it was the Austin Sandlot Social Club, which the acronym is ASS. I got to assume that was the reason they came up with that name.
Excuse me?
Austin Sandlot Social. So like the ASS Club.
The ASS Club. Hell yeah.
I'm more of an ASS man. Club. Shout out to Kramer.
I was thinking more Mr. Ass.
Yeah.
I know I did something else. That's over there. Oh, I fucking went bad viral. This makes me mad. I'm gonna complain about this shit.
Okay, so I went.
You went good viral. You went cool viral. You got Mr. Big Daddy T-Rex shit.
Hell yeah.
Did you see this, Dylan?
No, I didn't.
This motherfucker ends up on the news in Los Angeles, California, looking cool, being talked about in a cool way.
How did you not see this? I put it like on my Instagram.
Well, I've been somewhere.
Oh no, this was like weeks ago.
Doesn't matter who.
On my thing. It wasn't even the story.
KTLA, which is like the biggest television station, I think, in America. It's huge. They were doing some sort of photo montage of Rams fans before the Super Bowl. Matt's friend, Larry Jean Gooch Jr. out in L.A., sent in a photo of Matt without telling Matt.
Wearing old school
Rams jersey, and in front of the fake T-Rex. Dinosaurs aren't real. They were playing Here to Test Our Faith. And he was standing in front of that thing.
the famous Pee-wee's Big Adventure, roadside attraction dinosaurs.
And they're like, hey, here's Matt Stone in front of Big Daddy T-Rex. Cool guy. Whatever the fuck they say.
They called you by name?
Yeah.
Because he sent it in as though he was so Matt, they were going around hey, here's George and his stupid dog wearing a Rams thing. And then Matt got a cool thing. All right. So I go to opening day.
He gets jealous that I'm viral.
It was whatever. I didn't want to go viral anyway. But then what happens is so ECU baseball season started. I go to opening day. I take me and my kids. We go to the game. Having a great time. A couple cool things happened. ECU won, which was dope. We beat Radford. Shout off to Radford.
One thing that was weird is it was a
double header unexpectedly. Like the game was supposed to start at 4. We're like hauling ass to get there at 4. I get there, hear him announce a batter, and I was like, oh shit, I guess they must have started 5 minutes early. And I look up and it's the 6th inning. I was like, I'm looking around.
You didn't have any time to hang out in the what do you call it?
The jungle, baby. The jungle. Shout out to the jungle. Shout out to Doug Getzing, King of the Jungle.
What?
I was just sitting there what the fuck? And I realized what had happened is because it was gonna rain the next day, they had instead of having a game at 4 on Friday and a game at 2 on Saturday, because of the rain, they made a game at 2 on Friday and a game at 5 on Friday, doubleheader.
Right.
So we got twice as much baseball, which is dope, but sort of unexpectedly. Doesn't matter.
No, sounds great.
Go out to see, I did stop by in the jungle, say what's up to Doug and that whole crew.
Got to.
Fucking rules. They are.
Did they go, you know where you are?
Are there Guns N' Roses references constantly?
What are you talking about? Like, the jungle is us. Like, they don't even, it's not a reference to anything. To them, it's just an apt description of a location.
Okay.
Of a way of life. And then later on, I'm there. My youngest, Wheezy, is like, there's this outfield area. It's the jungle, but it's like, they got this brick wall thing. You can kind of play hide and seek. And it's it's just a place you can hang out. So we're out there. We're running around.
Jungle, baby.
And then I hear pink. And they hear heads. And I look up, and our DH, Seth Cadell, has just fucking blistered the ball and has hit a monster home run that's flying towards us because we're in the outfield, right? And then, but there's trees coming. I was like, oh shit. So I move Wheezy out of the way because Mark's just going to get conked by the ball. And it beats up the branches. It comes flying through. And there's the ball. And some other huge kid, a teenager, maybe he's in college, comes running towards the ball. So I grab it real quick as Wheezy's reaching to get it too. I hand it to her. She legit, we're in the outfield. Harper and Tuller are in their seats behind first base, all the way in the stadium. Hand the ball to Wheezy without saying a word. She just turns and sprints and runs the entire way, all the way around the stadium, up the steps, and then breathless, the ball, I got the ball. I was fucking so stoked. And it was amazing. And then everyone in the stadium's like, y'all got the ball that went through the tree? I was like, yeah, dude, it fucking was coming right at us. It was crazy. And because it had been 30 seconds since the ball was hit, and then we just show up holding it, sweating, out of breath, and she was so geeked
about
it.
Why did you sprint? I don't really know.
She didn't say a word. I handed it to her. She just turned, just took off.
Good Lord.
So we hit that, which is cool, right? And I'm stoked about it. And we close out. We win both games, the doubleheader, no big deal. Kicked the shit out of the game, too. It was 15-6. 15-9. We were really killing them. Anyway, driving home. My phone's kind of buzzing like crazy. Don't notice because I'm driving. Don't want to check it. And
smart.
Just whatever. Wasn't thinking about it. And I get home and I have several texts from my buddy Big John, who was my boss in Greenville, who is like the dopest dude. Shout out to Big John. And he's like, and I'm looking at it, I'm kind of confused. And it was a screenshot of a Facebook post of me walking.
Terrible photo. You're like, your eyes are closed. Yeah, I didn't fully understand what you're saying.
Because it was a video. So what he had done is he had taken a picture of the video as it was playing. So it was kind of blurry. And it was like, hey, the former mayor of Greenville just posted this on his Facebook page. Do you want me to blow his page up? And I was like, what? And I look at it. What the dude has done is, as I'm walking with my children through the baseball game, he, you know, I don't like to be surreptitiously videotaped. He takes a surreptitious videotape.
There's one thing you know about
of me as I'm walking with my kids. And then he posted it and was like, I got a good feeling about the Pirate season, with some praying hands emojis and some halo emojis.
Ooh.
And he's making a Jesus joke. That I look like Jesus, and that Jesus came to the EC
game.
Oh,
come on.
Right. And I was that's a
what a hack.
Like, boring joke. Fucking.
Why
dude.
Is the
and
former
also, like,
mayor?
It really, beyond my own feelings about being surreptitiously videotaped, like, it's wrong to videotape strangers in public and post it.
With their kids?
With their kids while they're trying to enjoy a baseball game.
Still worked up about this wedding video.
Because guess what's going to happen? I'm going to show up in this, and then next time I go to a game, I'm going to be like, is someone videotaping me? Like, I don't like that feeling. I like that idea.
Oh, there's the home run Jesus.
And the motherfucker who used to be the mayor of Greenville, so one, should know better. Number two, that means he probably has like a bajillion Facebook followers.
Oh, I'm sure. I bet he's glad that some people weren't there videotaping when he was doing some shit.
So I told Big John, and I was, I've
heard about these podcasts.
Dude, I'm going to take off on this fool if I see him straight up.
He's crazy in the jungle?
Light him up, puff his fat lip. But well, anyway, I told Big John, I was like, actually, yeah, I don't have Facebook, but message that dude. Tell him to take it down. That's whack. Like, he should know better. And Big John for a second I had to worry, because Big John is not someone to mess with. He's like kind of a legitimate scary dude also. Though he's dope and nice as shit, is also like the last person I want to see at the end of a dark alley. And so I was worried he was going to say something.
In the
80s. I could see him being like something like very professional, because he is a smart professional dude, or also being like, hey man, how badly doing your legs broken? Like, I could see him going either way on it. And then luckily he was very nice about it. And the dude like apologized, like, yeah, sorry, I was just so excited for the Pirate season. I'm like, fuck you, you asshole. So Alan Thomas, I think your name is, former mayor of Greenville, get fucking bent. You're a jerk.
Shout off.
Shout the fuck off forever. Like, lifetime shout off.
Hold on though. Can I give you a scenario where he is like, okay, I'll give you season pass tickets if you show up and you're... No,
thank you. Because, I mean, they sell them and they're not that expensive. It's college baseball, for God's sake. And two, I'm not going to sell my integrity to Alan Thomas, that piece of shit. And then...
was he the mayor when you lived there? Or do you even know?
No, because he was mayor. He's been mayor. He was recently mayor. And his age was notable. He was like kind of a young, like, hip new mayor guy.
Beware of the hip new mayors.
And he's also one of those annoying dudes at ECU games. I don't complain about all of them. But he's the non-sitter. So there's these dudes who they stand with their
you
back.
All know the type.
So like there's the seats all the way up, and then there's the concourse, and there's the like seats in the second row. And there's, you know, a little wall area. There's some dudes that I guess they're just too fucking cool to sit down. And so they just stand up there chatting in the fucking way all the time in that little area, and he's one of those dudes. Like, just take your fucking seat.
I don't like him.
You
I don't
asshole.
Like him. I don't
and
like
now
him.
He's like using that now I know he's using it to take videos of fucking strangers.
And you know he was standing when he took that video too.
Like, no wonder you.
I didn't know this got you so riled
like a piece of shit. Well, it's just like it's, and that is the thing. Like, dude, I'm like, it's one. If I was acting a fool in any way, or being or in any way drawing attention to myself, then I could like, I could be in gray area. I'm like, okay, whatever. I was being a goofball, or I was like, he see you, or any of that shit. I'm walking through with my children trying to fucking enjoy a ball game. This dirtbag,
and you just
video.
Caught a
ooh,
cool
that guy from
like
the podcast
home run.
If he was a fan, we could talk. We could hang. But nah, he's an
until
asshole.
Then. Fuck you, Alan Thomas.
I'm pretty sure. Honestly, can't remember his fucking name. That's unimportant.
Shout the fuck off.
Pretty sure Talon Thomas, though. It's a fucking dirtbag.
Sounds like Rob Thomas. Come on.
This is true.
I guess yeah, it dude. Does kind of sound like that.
But also, like
Alan Thomas, don't let me catch you in the jungle, dog.
Like the
there's no balls out there, dude.
The
Doug Gensinger is gonna fucking
dude. Doug Gensinger's squad. You're gonna disappear, dude. They're gonna find you chopped up in different
yes!
Yetis.
Yes. Oh man. Hot
different
dog.
Yetis.
Yeah. Oh, like man, we found Alan Thomas's body in four different Yetis all across the jungle.
Dude, if I know one thing, it's you can't find nothing in a Yeti, too.
Yeah, well, dude, I got one of those for Christmas.
Oh, is that what we drank out of in that hotel in that shithole Greenville, South Carolina?
Yeah, it is. That was... yeah, it is.
Also,
that's exactly what I was doing. Everything you said is true. Yeah.
I want to go to the Alan Jackson show. where there's just a jumbotron of Alan Jackson songs, like music videos playing in the background.
Go to an Alan Jackson show, and that's what you'll get.
You can.
May 17th in Winston-Salem, probably on a fucking...
Oh, really?
And if you want to know what day it is, I know who not to ask. I'm Buddy Curly. Don't ask him what day it is.
All right.
It was yesterday. She'll be in like 3 weeks.
Let's see. So what else did we do this
week? That's what I did.
Dylan did something this past week. And I have, well, what do you know about the state of Utah? Other than sporting teams.
Oh, God. I can't wait to hear some. Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
I know that you can't have two beers on the table at once or something like that.
He just went there. He flew back hours ago.
And when they make a drink, they got to make the drinks like behind a wall or something weird.
Let me just hear all the things that you think about Utah.
And I know that there's the flattest, smoothest place in America is there.
Ooh.
That's where the salt flats are. That's where they do all the race testing. It's like the fastest anybody's ever ridden a bicycle is like 80 miles an hour. And they do it on the salt flats.
Yeah, I know like multiple wives and like Karl Malone, John Stockton. That's all I really know about Utah.
Oh, shit.
Shout off to John Stockton. Shout out to Karl Malone, actually.
What's the Stockton beef? I thought we liked him.
He's like one of the dirtiest players in NBA history.
But also one of the best assistmen.
This is true.
Well, I'll say that they can...
Flew back hours ago. He was there.
Yeah,
oh, you just got back for real? 9 hours.
Yeah, I got back at 4 this afternoon. Yeah.
How was the flight?
Yeah,
good movie?
It was great. Oh, so let me tell you about the flight back. The flight there sucked. Real big.
What happened?
It was just like I was crammed between two fucking pilots. And they were like, you know, I got up in the cockpit and I was like, hey, there's no one sitting here. Let me just fucking pop a squat. And they were like, no, that's the thing that makes us go faster. And they were like,
no, this is a cockpit.
I was like, I can just sit here if I want. There's no fucking buddy sitting here. No, there was like two.
I'll tell you where to sit, buddy.
Two of the whitest bros was just sitting between. And then, but there are a couple of standards,
sports standards.
Sport,
dude. Also,
they were sports.
One pet peeve is when you land and they're like, all right, time, we're gonna get off the plane now. Obviously, that you're not getting off until the person in the row in front of you
the
gets off.
Oh,
but hey, let's stand up and put our neck in the fucking 45 degree angle for like an hour holding on to my back. Like,
right.
You are the dumbest.
I got a story about that too. But I will say, going back, like the flight there was shitty, but the only perk about it was there was like two seats in front of me was this dude that wore a backwards hat the entire time that said, there is no magic pill, like in magma print on his hat. And so, like, everyone around me was, like, taking pictures of it.
But it was backwards, so yeah, it was just facing you the whole time.
And then, as soon as the plane landed, he goes, whoop, put it forward. And it's like, I think.
Oh, so he wanted.
Yeah. I think he was like, I think my message was clear here, and just put it forward. But the whole, like, getting
like
off the plane thing. Coming back was sweet because I had the whole row. So I was like stretching out, watching Ant-Man, watching Rick and Morty. What's up?
Ant-Man directed by a Raleigh native.
Oh, he was in Person Street the other day.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Person Street.
Very cool.
Dylan
dude.
Works there.
Hey, we got a song now.
Oh, shit.
Hey, well, let's throw it in right here.
All right. Yeah.
Nice out here.
Hey, hit me.
Hell yeah,
that.
It is.
I'll take two.
You got
hit me with one of those. Give me three.
Best patio in Raleigh.
Second that.
Quarters for the pool table.
Coming at you live.
Local draft?
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
My luck,
everyone. Hey. Mix out of right.
Woo. Dang.
Woo.
This beer's good.
Working.
There's another local track.
At Person Street.
Where can I find Miller Lite like that? At Person Street.
There's that other song you love.
Love that song.
Anyway,
Director
of Ant-Man.
Yeah, I was playing. So I got this new thing at Person Street. When someone comes in, they remind me of a song, and I'll play the song. So I played Nights on Broadway whenever, shout out to the Bee Gees, whenever my friend Tristan walked in. And that dude, whatever his name is, you guys were just talking
Aiden
about,
Reed.
Was losing it.
Good
losing life. It to it. He was like dancing. Okay. He's bald dude. He looks like a turtle. He's just like
nice guy.
Love him. Love
you went
Ant
to
high
man. School with Sandy. So he like cool. They were buddies. He came in the store a couple times. I met him.
Got it.
Utah though.
At the time he hadn't made Ant-Man yet. He had just made he made Bring It On.
Really?
The best cheerleading movie of all time.
I got a.
Did he make Bring It On Again?
All the money, baby. That was an instant hit.
Did he make Bring It On Again?
No, he did not. But he then was. They asked him. This is some goss I heard.
Inside baseball.
They asked him to make the Fantastic Four movie. He got like pulled to make that, and they wanted him. They wanted to pick a release date before they had a script.
Right.
And he was like, "Whoa, that's insane! Like, we don't know what movie we're gonna make yet." But they wanted to like get the schedule ready to like get the marketing and everything.
He's a hot, hot.
So he ended up backing out of it because he thought that was so insane, and they ended up making what everyone considers to be like the shittiest of the superhero movies.
That's true. I heard that. That's not a good one.
He was like dodge a bullet there.
Oh right, I see.
The one that came out like 10 years ago.
At first, I thought you meant Ant-Man is considered a.
No, that one smoked. Gotcha. So it appears that he like
Ant-Man's a cool one.
He waited and was like got a project that made sense for like his aesthetic.
Oh, man, I love Paul Rudd.
It's hard not to like Paul Rudd.
I know.
Clueless. One of the best.
Also
that Sega commercial he was in.
Greg Turkington cameo in
Ant-Man. Yes, the Baskin Robbins dude. Yes,
Greg Turkington.
You might know him as Neil Hamburger.
Why? Neil Hamburger.
What I didn't know that at all. That he
Reese's
was in that.
Pieces.
I saw that in the theater, and and all of a sudden, like he's like working at Baskin Robbins. He's like hates his job, and his boss calls him in. He's like, "Hey, I need to talk to you in my office for a second." And he sits down, and it cuts to his boss, and it's fucking Neil Hamburger. I about lost it. I had no idea.
No, but did you notice this is a supercut? Is that the On Cinema dude? Or early season, Craig Turkington does this move like in the intro. Like, I don't know.
No, I haven't watched as much of that as you. Right
now. But he does the move in.
Gotcha.
He's like Baskin Robbins, Paul Rudd, come back to my office, Baskin Robbins.
Anyway, Utah.
Utah. So you guys are not far off on the weird drinking laws there.
Yeah.
They can serve booze in front of a wall.
Okay.
That's awful
nice with them.
Sure, yeah. But here's some quirky things about it. Like things like who the fuck drinks what's that drink with all the like five different ingredients?
LIT.
They can't serve those there because you're not allowed to mix two liquors at one time. All the beer.
So Mind Erasers are out of the question.
Let me get in on this though, because the first bar we go to, like my friend picks me up at the airport.
Wait, why the fuck are you in Utah? We never established that part.
Well, my friend moved there at the beginning of like a ski season, and it's like a beautiful place. And she was like, "Dude, you should come out and hang out." Oh, they got fresh pow, bro. In fact, we ripped it gnar style on some fresh pow, and I was
so pitted.
It was bluebird too, which means like a blue sky, like blue sky.
What other color is it?
What?
Gray.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. Well, I thought he was like,
"Sky's
blue."
The sky,
I was like,
no sometimes.
Shit, fucking blue everywhere.
And so we get there, and she's
bright,
like, "Yeah,
ideal conditions."
What color is the snow?
Yellow. If I'm fucking there, bro.
My man's a pisser. Cool. All right.
Wicked pisser. So when we get there, she's like explaining all this crazy stuff, like all the beer, like. If you notice, like, if you're looking at your inside of your beer thing, like, it'll just be, like, in North Carolina, like, blah, 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 blah. But, like, in Utah, if you order a PBR, it'll be, like, it'll say 3%. Like, that, and they can't serve any beer or
Uber,
anything.
Yeah.
So, at like, an ABC store here, you can get your, like, liquor or whatever.
Hell yeah.
You can only get, like, liquor there, but also you can only buy wine and beer above a certain percent, like, only at the liquor store. But she's like, "I'm going to take you to this cool bar." Shout out to ex-wives in Utah, by the way. Because we go in, and it's $3 Mind Erasers. And I was like, "I'll take one of those." What is this going on?
Nathan and I have a story about that.
I'm ordering. They're like four rounds in. But like the dude's like, "All right, so what flavor you want?" I was like, "Mind Erasers." Like, what? She was like, "You want grape? You want peach? You want root beer? You want rhubarb or something?" I was like, "I'll take
pistachio."
I guess I don't know when I'll ever have one of these again, so I guess I'll take rhubarb, man.
We just kept drinking like grape ones because I was too afraid of the rhubarb one, but we got shofasted at ex-wives, and I was like, "Cool, I didn't think I'd be able to get wasted in Utah."
Whoa.
Also, fun fact, called the Beehive State, because I guess they have...
Beehives?
Because it's so sweet.
Or is it the hairdos? Well, I know that Oklahoma is about to finally. They also had a percentage restriction as well. It was like 3.5. No beer was above that in Oklahoma.
Right.
Dylan Earl and the dudes were here one time, and somebody made a joke about Merle Haggard's drinking songs. I'm like, I don't know how those could be true. Drinking that 3.5% down in Oklahoma. And like, I realized that it was like, and the way they said they were serious, I was like, it was clear that it was like a common burn to make fun of Oklahomans. Or Okies.
And they're like,
are they from Arkansas, though?
They're wimpy.
They're from Arkansas, exactly. Okay, so they're like, haha, there's losers down there in Oklahoma.
I remember me and him bonded over our name. But like, I was like, you're spelling you got it wrong. You're spelling it wrong. Yeah, you're spelling it the wrong way.
Shout out to our, there's a third Dylan, who's a Dylan Earl buddy. Dylan is his name. I don't know his last name. But
oh, shit.
He, I think he's also a DY.
Fuck.
So back to the beer thing, though. Do they have to get special, do,
yes.
What am I trying to ask? Do already existing beer companies make lower alcohol beers specifically for these states that are like that? Mm-hmm. Or do they have just like a list of companies that just make...
No, like Bud Light makes a low alcohol one for Oklahoma. They make it's one crazy. For Utah. Yeah,
yeah. That's, yeah, weird. Yeah. Like PBR.
They got another wing at the plant for these.
Yeah. Right, and it's just a guy taking a hot piss into the fucking
bag. I actually think they
just happens to be fucked up, so it comes out of like 2 or 3%.
Oh, Billy Bob just pisses in all of them just to take the whole ABV down.
He's been lint since
Tuesday. I think they just pump it full of water, but what's crazy is that if you're a brewery, though, which are like... there's one, everybody mispronounces it only because I know, because I was in the Uinta Mountain Range.
U-I-N-T-A?
Yeah, yeah, it's weird. It's called Uinta. And Uinta? They can do...
Spell it for me again?
U-I-N-T-A, is it, right?
Yeah. What do people say?
People just don't know
Unita,
what to say.
Unita,
when you see it, you don't have that brown word.
Yeah.
Give me one on the purple, whatever it is. Yeah.
It's you and then like winter, like you're saying like winter, but not right.
Winter.
I got to talk about Boston. That though, because that was that's,
so you went there.
That's a crazy story. Yeah.
What did you do when you went
there? Oh, sorry. Go back to the
Uinta.
Brewery thing. They can
what'd you do when you went there? When you went to Uinta.
I just, okay, come on, I just got BDC. You just come did on, it to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah.
This just happened.
I fucking witnessed that. But the breweries can do up to like 5 or 6%. So like you just go drink at a brewery and then you can go and do shots at ex-wives.
Okay.
Do great mind erasers at ex-wives. But I went to a hot spring and my friend was like, it's not a long walk. It's only like an hour and a half hike. And I was like, all right, it's like the desert. So it's not that bad.
It's a mile and a half.
Hell, we're walking and trudging 3 days through. Later. It's like it's 20 degrees, and she's like, "There's a hot spring at the end of it, dude." It's fucking the Revenant over here. Dude, it was the Revenant. I fucking swear to God.
20 degrees?
It was like 25 degrees.
Are you sloping this? Or are you walking?
There was some people with some. I think they call it backcountry, where they're like on skis and they're like, shh, shh, and like we're going fucking pretty slow.
But it's more of a hiking trail vibe. It's not a ski slope.
Exactly.
But they have ski equipment on.
I'd put that hot spring in the bottom
exactly.
of the hill.
I think like if you're a skiing aficionado, you go backcountry to like work up your calves and muscles.
It's sort of like what do you call it? The bike.
Oh,
mountain bike.
But extreme skiing. Mountain biking kind of thing. Well,
you need to go up like rocks one time.
Dude, that shit's crazy, and they do that during the summer. what the fuck is it called?
Yeah,
cycling.
I'm not what you call an outdoorsman.
So for the listener, Matt uses only a unicycle, so he's not really super up on the whole bicycle.
I want to see somebody do a trail on a unicycle, but like one of those giant wheels that they
one
sled
stick.
Around.
Yeah, your dad is unicycle. This is extreme unicycling, bro.
Anyway, it's an hour and a half up there, which turned into 2 hours. Go fucking figure. And she's like, no, like at the end of this, there's a hot spring, and it's like, so it's kind of stinky because it's sulfur, but it is hot. And like, we're like, we got a pack full of beer. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You get there, and it's like, we've been here for 3 hours now, and the sun's going down. We probably need to hike it back. And, you know, it was like 30 more minutes. Like, we'll fucking, because you got to get out of this hot spring and fucking get naked and put your dry clothes on. But for that 10 minutes that you're putting clothes on, you're like,
the worst.
Your hair freezes because you've been underwater. It's completely frozen. Like, it's in the movies where, like,
I mean,
you're breathing out.
3% beer, frozen body.
God.
Hiking 4 hours each way.
But the
sweet
Utah dream, baby.
I'll tell you, Beehive State, baby.
What's your next vacation? You're going to go do laundry somewhere? This is fucking miserable.
Shit, like, some people just leave their wet clothes up there, which is, don't do that. Smokey the Bear doesn't want you to fucking leave some shit.
It is disrespectful.
Come on. But the walk back was tight because, I mean, I was wasted. Not wasted. I mean,
stumble back.
Proper drunk. But it was all downhill.
It was a little warmer on the way back.
It was
you know?
A little warmer. Should have skied it. We got past. Here's the thing. It was like three skiers passed us. And then, like, they had to go uphill. So, like, they were fucked. And we'd catch up. We just kept, like,
should've hey,
what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? We kept, I asked them for weed one time. And they were like, oh. Asked them for a doink, but can we talk about stuff like this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Weed is tight after all.
Okay, yeah, weed is tight. And then they were like...
I like to say weed is tight, but I don't...
You like to say it twice.
...believe that weed is tight. For me. I don't like weed.
Weed is tight. Weed is tight. Is it? What's the deal there? Is it not? It's not even medical there.
No, no. Which is weird because Colorado's right there. I'll tell you this: flying
it's like
out
owned
of,
by Mormons, the whole state.
That's true. No, I didn't see one Mormon, dude. I didn't see fucking one Mormon. And
wait, hang on. Whoa.
Not
what,
one Mormon.
Hang on. Let's
dude,
go.
Dude, this is huge.
When you
huge,
said what,
huge.
How would you? How is it that you were able to identify when you saw it's not a Mormon?
I saw the temple. That's all I saw of him.
And
any
was empty?
Kind of Mormon.
And there was no one around it.
Yeah. That was empty.
Did it look like anybody wanted to maybe go in just for a second?
Did they wear like silly hats or
look,
something? Like, what is the idea?
None of them had the jerseys on or anything.
Look, I didn't see one clip on tie. I didn't see one bike. Well, I saw a couple cyclists, but I didn't see. Well, I figure it's synonymous with Mormonism is
no,
bike.
Those are
no,
the,
it's
the
not.
Ones on the mission.
So
here's
the Utah facts. Welcome to Utah myths. No Mormons, turns out. Didn't see a damn one.
And you can fucking drink your ass off. Oh, one more thing. That's weird is that
just go to ex-wives, shout out
ex-wives, dude, check it out. The second day I skied my ass off, that was awesome.
My pal,
dude, I got in there and I was like, I skied once or twice. Oh, I'm back in middle school.
You do like flips and shit,
dude. I busted a couple 1080s, shout out to that. Ooh. Game from what is that, like 94?
Oh, like Tony Hawk or whatever.
No, it was like 1080. It was a snowboarding game.
The name of the game?
Yeah, it was like shit. N64.
Yeah.
But it was PS1 probably. But no,
so you did some 1080s?
Dude, no, I did not. I did not. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know what
I'm
that
not
means
lie.
Exactly.
You don't have to do a 180.
Of the pod. No,
180 just means
that.
You turn around. You can
I'll
go 180.
Or you go from, you like change sides.
Turn around.
You
yeah.
jump and then
yeah.
do a half
well,
turn.
I did wear some skis that you could ski backwards on, but I wasn't ready for that shit. I'll tell you this.
Oh, I guess I'm picturing snowboarding also, not skiing.
yeah, no. My friend is like a really accomplished snowboarder. Shout out to Laura.
Is that who you want to go hang
yeah,
out?
Yeah, okay. yeah. And perfect host. Thanks again, by the way, if you're listening.
She listens?
She's probably not.
Tell her to listen.
I told her, I was like, I'm going to come back and talk about like my visit here. But
did you say good stuff?
I'm supposed to talk
it?
About a record, but.
Yeah, I'm fucking going off the deep end about the Beehive State, baby. Buzz, buzz.
I'm going to grab a real fucking on.
All right. Well, fuck, man. This is not that cool of a story. This is just a brag.
Yeah, bro.
I'll take another
dealer's choice.
Dog.
Which one? Two Trulies?
Yeah.
Yeah, dealer's choice. But fucking, this is a brag, man. But I got on those slopes, and I did middle school church retreat to like Winter Place. Thank you very much. Oh hell yeah! Oh,
hang on. Let's go simultaneous on this because y'all three got drinks. One. Two, three.
Couldn't do it.
Matt doesn't know how to open a can.
Surprising, yeah. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a Miller Lite so I don't feel uptight. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 everywhere. Hey, dudes, how's it going with that Miller Lite?
It's fine and dandy, Kev. I mean, it's 5:00 everywhere.
Oh, yeah, that is what you always say.
Sure does.
All right, so you're back
Stay
to Utah.
Stay tuned for a taste test, speaking
We're
of
We're glad
cans.
To hear that.
I'm a champion skier, by the way, like a duck in fucking water.
Can't do a 180, but he's a champion skier.
Here's the thing about anything. You gotta go fast.
This is season 2. This is the Sans Cans Dudecast volume 2 or 3.
We
I
don't
got to
know that. This is a professional podcast.
Doesn't matter if we got headphones on. It doesn't matter
I'm
if Matt's holding
as,
the microphone.
I'm acting as, what would you call what I'm doing? I'm the only one with cans
producing.
On.
Engineer.
I'm producing it. Ooh,
engineer.
I like that.
Which is interesting because Matt's the least intelligent, least accomplished of all of us, and yet he's the one running the ship.
Not arguable.
Every dog has this day.
Even a broken clock's right twice a day, etc.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this format we got. Season 2, you may not know this, Dylan. Season 2's format.
Oh, the one episode you guys have put out from season 2?
Yeah, one record.
Ooh, was that a zing?
A little zing.
Hey,
I'm
don't
ready
talk to me.
For
talk
the
to a certain,
one, that
a certain
first
deceased
one
member
great.
Of the podcast.
Oh, all right,
yeah,
condolences.
And condolences to our friends and family. We do one record now. We only talk about one record.
Instead of several.
Instead of each of us barely talking about a record, one person barely talks about one record.
Especially this one, so I hear.
Oh, fuck, I got this then.
So we got this record by Jerome Paper, is it?
Jerry Paper.
Jerry Paper.
We go to Dylan, we say, hey, what's a new record that's out that you want to talk about? Replied immediately, Jerry Paper.
What kind of a name is Jerry Paper?
Man, he
is
wears.
A real
I kind of like it.
He wears glasses. He
first,
holds
first
an
impression.
Egg.
I said, fuck it, he likes
I
it.
I was like,
what song stuck out to you on that one?
The one with I don't know how to pronounce the name she goes by, but it's spelled Weyes Blood.
Oh, I think it's I think it's Wise Blood.
Just Wise.
Yeah. Only because that is a novel by Flannery O'Connor, and I thought it was a way around. Like using that same reference, but
right.
with a different spelling. I'm not positive.
It's like
on that.
The second or third track has the female vocal in it.
And if there's any listeners who know the answer to that, please tell me, because I would love to know. Like if that's. If
but it all had a very first impression. I know nothing about this guy. I looked up a little bit about it. Saw that he was on Stone's Throw.
Yes.
Which is something I generally associate with hip hop artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I. Only listened to this album because I knew that is what we were talking about. I didn't go back and see how it was different from anything he put out. I don't really know how this stands. And
he's new.
Very different. I mean, so the way I found out about Mr. Paper, this artist is kind of how Quentin got hired at Nice Price, actually.
Huh?
Because when he was a teen,
shout out to Quentin. He's in Germany right now.
He's currently in the UK, the United Kingdom, England. He I messaged with him today.
Right?
He said he had
nope.
just.
All right.
Is this thing on? What is this thing?
I literally don't know what Brexit is.
Hey Siri, what is Brexit?
Did you say Grexit?
No, I said Brexit.
Grexit?
But that's all I said.
German.
The jumping, I have no idea what it is.
I messaged with him today.
Thank
and
you
he
for
said
explaining.
He had just seen The Biggest of Benjamins. And then he said he was
the
having
clock.
A hard time understanding people.
The clock?
Yep.
Got it.
And, he's all right because he's alive. But what happened is he would come into Nice Price when he was still in high school. And he would special order things, and every now and then it would be a thing I did not know about and had not heard of. And I was like, oh, this kid's
See, I don't remember
like,
this. I felt like that would have been when I was there.
Nah, you got your pink slip a while before that,
nah.
I think.
I eased out on my own.
That's
trip.
Such a cool
hey, I'm
going to
be there on Saturday.
Hey, I don't know what the ease is. A firm foot in the on the rear end as they push you out the door and ease? I don't know. Maybe that's easing out.
Oh
I'm the one getting texts about covering shifts, so I'll be there on
Look,
Saturday.
It doesn't matter who. There might be a couple of people out of town. Let me shortchange. I got one motherfucker in Europe. Two people going out of town in the same weekend. I don't know what's going
and
on.
And Allie's fucking dead. So. All
right. So anyway, but he was on to something. He was like, he knew about some stuff I didn't know about. And like, I didn't need any help ordering like classic rock records. I had that pretty well figured out. But it was like, oh, this kid kind of knows some things I don't know about. That's an interesting thing. It kind of stuck in my head. And then he booked a couple of shows there. And then... we needed somebody to... And also it was bizarre because I sent him an email saying like, hey, he had asked if we were hiring. We weren't at the time. And I emailed him. I was like, hey, heads up. I think we got some hours if you'd be interested. And he walked into the front door having literally like 45 seconds later. But he had read the email. I was like, Jesus Christ, did you get here so fast, man? It's fucking weird. Were you like hanging out outside? Well, he had just taken his like SATs at State or something and was like... Or he'd done something at State. Orientation. I don't know what it was. But he was super nearby and he walked in like almost immediately. And I was almost like, I don't think I want to do this anymore. It was like too weird, but then it turned out to work out. But anyhow, so I had heard the early German Paper, and the early stuff, all I could think of was Magnetic Fields.
Oh yeah,
he very
yeah,
much had like a DIY keyboard driven song style like that with a sort
right.
of odd monotone
deeper voice.
Yeah, voice.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, this dude loves
same
Fields.
Set.
Wednesday crowd. Most obnoxious. You got to tell the story now, or so it makes no sense.
I saw Magnetic Fields one time, and it was the second night of a 2-night residency.
Not a residency.
It's
yeah,
just
that's
nights.
The reason that we had played the same set.
Two nights in a row at the Cradle. You still think they're going to mix it up, though? I sort of was on. I felt where the dude was coming from.
He's
I just
got a
to
lot
be,
of songs. They
I
got
want to express it the same
songs.
Way or at all. Everyone was kind of vibing out to the show. Great show, and then someone who had clearly been there the night before. Was he might have had him a few Trulies. He just kept about
great
a third of the way into the show. He just started yelling, same set. Like he was bummed that he was
like
this.
More than one time. Like kept saying
he thought
that.
Coming the second night he would see a different group of songs.
Oh Lord!
And so he just started yelling, same set. It was Wednesday show.
Wednesday crowd.
Same set, and I was like,
kill.
People had to be like, look, we weren't here, so sorry, but shut the fuck up. And anyway, Enoch thought that story was really funny.
You know, so I loved it. Because I was like, you have to be the dumbest piece of shit to think that's going to like have any effect. You think he's going to be able to like, oh, you know what? Dude, this guy's kind of like, we should probably mix it up on the fly on stage right now, fellas. Get out. Like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, let's say you are like pissed off about that. You can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So shut the fuck up.
And like, and I don't blame a band for doing the same set, especially if what it was, you had one show. Oh, shit, it sold out immediately. Let's see. We'll do another one for people who didn't get tickets.
Right.
So we'll see.
Right.
That's why I say to a degree I felt the dude, because it wasn't that. Every city they played was two nights in a row on the tour dates, like right off the bat. Like, they're one of those bands that have been around forever and they have a big catalog. Like,
look at that one record, 69 songs, just in the one.
Yeah. You can 69. Do two nights of just that.
What kind of songs are they? Like,
oh, they're about 69 and sucking each other off. All right, this is a family podcast.
This is
a bit too much.
Where am I?
Mike goes viral, thinks he can say anything. All right.
Get a couple, two Trulies in him. He's talking about sucking and fucking.
There's going to be a third here in a minute.
Okay.
We do taste tests on this podcast.
Oh, hell. I'm so excited about that.
All right, so
we're a foodie cast.
Back to Jerome Paper. So his early stuff reminded me of that.
Jerry,
when I saw that he was
Jerry
talking
Paper. The artist is Jerry Paper. Have we even said the real thing?
No, oh, I've said it.
What's the name of the record? The name of the record's like, I want to be a baby now or something?
I'm a baby.
Like, I think it's Like a Baby.
Joey Paper.
Oh, God.
Joey. Like a Baby is the name of the album. But I was quite surprised
he's
when I saw he
was
trying to stone throw.
I think
like,
that's...
I didn't see that coming.
He's got an egg.
I mean, he was on Orange Milk when he first came out. Like, a weirder label that does most electronic... They put out the Food Man records. Like, they do weird-ass stuff.
Hmm.
And those early records were even weirder, but also what about them had, like, things you could reference were not this kind of stuff as much.
Right.
So when I saw he was on Stone Throw, I was like, well, that's crazy.
Yeah, this record isn't what I would call weird. It's like...
No, it's not.
A lot of pop sensibilities.
It's groovy. Yeah. God, I hate that I just said groovy.
No, it is. No, in a literal sense, like it grew, like it.
The song that I first heard before I listened to any of it was on this show called High Maintenance on HBO.
That's a really good show. About?
It's about spoken
listener.
It's about smoking doinks and
newbie doink motion.
It's about
newbie doink.
Pizza here for a
and how D-doink. Weird New York is.
Hey, city never sleeps.
But the song is a moment, and
they're gonna be crazy.
It's the next song after your jam. So,
So you heard that song, and it made you want to check it out, and then you got in the Jerry Paper,
and then just fucking, I got my friend from Utah on that. She was like, Jerry Paper, let's get it.
What's for the listener? Do you have an RIYL?
Shit, I've listened to a lot of episodes of this podcast here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what... I'm terrible at acronyms, too.
Recommended if you like. Like, if someone...
Oh,
like,
okay. Yeah.
Someone
yeah.
who's never heard it, what artists would you be like, this is kind of like this.
Shit, I'm terrible at this.
And you usually try to go...
I hate this part of the show.
Usually want the RIYL to be one layer above in popularity than that artist.
What's it called again? What's below. The acronym again?
RIYL.
RY.
Recommended if you like.
Recommended if you like.
Okay, okay.
I recommend this if you like.
I can do this.
Magnetic Fields, for example.
A Jerry Paper.
But this one's specific.
If you like. God.
I have a couple.
Go
okay,
ahead.
Give me.
Yes, do that.
Because it doesn't necessarily have to sound exact, like a lot like something. It's just like fans of this band.
Right.
I can see maybe liking
yeah,
this
yeah,
also.
For sure.
A couple of like. It's got a very mid tempo groovy, as to what you said. Hooky vibe to it, and it reminded me of Unknown Mortal Orchestra in some ways.
Yeah. Oh, you're okay. great at this. No, you're fuck you, dude. You're good.
And that's his least favorite part of the show. I just found that out live on air.
When it's
some
on
kind
me,
of humble brag?
When it's on me,
is this something
I should say? Because I'm never good at it.
Welcome to the
this
nice
is the best one I've
cast.
Ever done, probably. And a little bit of
our
it.
Last episode.
I know you like. Don't you like that Rock and Roll Nightclub record?
Yes. Yeah.
Some
yeah.
of the way. Some of the pitch, like some of the voice things he does kind of go up and then they go down and then they go up. Some of it reminds me of that Mac DeMarco record specifically.
I think Hannibal Lectered me on that.
I think that an argument for Home Shake could be made.
See, I don't really know much about them. They're like the first thing that comes up on their Spotify.
I think that's probably just I think what it is those dudes are of an age where they grew up on... what was like the kind of R&B that we probably liked a lot when we were kids on the radio, but to them is like, because they're so young that it's like classic R&B to them. And like on the like Genuine, Jodeci, Boys to Men, those being like your R&B soul touchstones.
Ali B. Sure.
And then, and then like trying to like, oh, how do I like that? If that's your influence, or if like even going a step beyond of like literally like Chris Brown, those sort of things.
Yeah.
Being
ultimate
an influence.
Shout out to Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Shout off.
I want to make sure that's not shout an endorsement for mentioning his name out loud.
To the second power.
But
a lot of people still never mind. Anyway.
Fuck doesn't matter
him,
who.
Dude. Fuck him.
But those being things you heard on the radio, and then you also probably got influenced by the same 25 albums you must listen to by Pitchfork when you're younger. Like at these dudes' age, like they're gonna hear if they listen to a lot of Ginuwine, a lot of Vampire Weekend, like these kind of things are gonna like meld together. I think that's the kind. I think it's not so much that they like sound the same as much as their influences are probably right. very similar.
Well, and then you got if he's hanging out with people who are giving his like tracks to Peanut Butter Wolf or whoever's running Stone's Throw, he's hanging
who's
out.
Who's that
with
again?
Peanut Butter Wolf.
Peanut Butter Wolf.
Peanut Butter Wolf. Wolf. Hey, I think I finally found my my rap name. What is it, babe? Peanut Butter Wolf.
What was that?
What is that? Is that number 1001 on the list you're going to name yourself? Or no, that's number one with a bullet. Peanut Butter Wolf.
Oh, I'm in the kitchen. I was just washing dishes. I couldn't hear you.
Peanut Butter's a better name. Peanut than
butter.
Wolf.
Oh, Butter Wolf is kind of tight, too.
Butter Wolf's not bad.
Butter Wolf was over there. Hey.
Almost any of it's better than Peanut Butter Wolf.
You seen that way that guy dresses, too? Terrible
no,
dresser.
I've never seen him.
Although, I think
you might have. You just wouldn't know. He's a,
you talked
probably stepped over him earlier on the way.
You
to
talked
pod.
About this What's in My Bag thing. You should go out and watch What's in My Bag, Peanut Butter Wolf Edition, because he's got some real good.
Anyway.
No.
It is a pretty good one.
Thank you.
Especially if you're like a hip-hop head. But my point was he's got all these influences that you are speculating that he might, but he's also hanging out with like crate digging hip hop LA dudes.
Yeah.
Or like at least networking with them somehow. So
yeah, oh, and certainly like it seems obvious to say Stone So dudes after he signs that label, but like, hey, what if instead of I may not sample the things the way that like Madlib does, what if I tried to make the songs or like DJ Shadow, I'm gonna try to make those kind of songs.
To clarify, this does not sound like any of this does not sound like a
no, we've gone down a path.
It doesn't. It's yeah, but
but it's all Stone's Throw. I mean,
but I think if you liked him,
it's an interesting reference point,
right? No, I mean, but I think it all kind of comes together at some I don't know level.
Is it Myth Doom?
You guys are
MF
MF Doom.
We're doing. Where are we doing?
Fucking hell!
Making fun of rap names.
Stone's Throw is a great label for that.
Oh, right? Here's one. I saw one the other day. An instrumental
oh,
record
really
coming out today.
About
I have to because I've been meaning to bring this up to you.
Here's one.
I remember because when I saw it, I said, "I wish Matt was here because so I could say aloud, hey, Matt, should I order the new Old Burger Beats album? OL'Burger Beats is the name of the artist.
Old Burger
old
Beats.
Old Burger Beats.
I love when people like make that old shorter because who's got time?
Burger
well,
Beats?
Dirty Bastard. I guess we'll be the most famous example
you old
of that.
Dirty bastard.
You old dirty
you
bastard.
You dirty rotten scoundrel.
You son of a bitch.
That was already taken. All right, I'll go with the old dirty bastard.
You low down rotten.
Back on the
yo,
pod.
Fellow members of Wu-Tang Clan, what do you think of the name Dirty Rotten Scoundrel? it doesn't really have the
quite
the edge we're
we
looking
get this
for.
Whole RZA Jizza thing going? You don't want to be part of that?
No, I'm going my own way here.
No, what about a Dirty Little Naughty Boy? No? Okay, no, that's
dirty
not good.
Dirty Little Naughty Boy.
All right, well, how about we play a tune? We've been talking about this record.
We'll play a couple. First, we'll play the one I was talking about, and then we'll go off with Dylan's choice.
Okay.
A moment.
So we what's the one
have
you're
to
playing?
Say that, right? Fuck.
The one I was going to say to play right now is
say to play.
The one with who we think is pronounced Wise Blood. Mm-hmm. But
which you know
regardless, the name of the song is Gray Area.
The novel Wise Blood by Flannery O'Connor, main character's name is Enoch.
Well, there you have it. Take it away.
Light. Do, 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 do.
Welcome back to the Nice Price Podcast. Ian was just talking about Tropicalia.
Os Mutantes. Is that how you pronounce it?
The mutants.
It just means the mutants in Portuguese.
Mm-hmm.
You speak Portuguese, Matt?
Oh.
Only what I've heard in... No, I don't speak Tropicalia.
Hang on,
I don't speak Tropicalia.
Can't wait to hear what you heard.
I was going to say only it's like song titles and lyrics that I know from records from that genre. But even then, I don't really
like
have
Tom
any.
Zay,
I could like rattle off and be able to.
The only thing I know that's very funny to me is that
Gal Costa.
They
is another artist.
If we're just naming them. Tom Maya. We can go on now.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
They the R and the H sound, so they pronounce the R as a huh. So it leads to a funny. So I watch a lot of combat sports, and there's a lot of Brazilian fighters. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is a huge basis for MMA in America. And so it's really funny because they'll say like they call him Joe Hogan instead of Joe Rogan. So like and it's like it leads to these weird like in the world of MMA these little memes of them like because like Royce Gracie, we call him Royce, his name is Hoyce.
Huh.
It's
speaking of niche memes.
Is a very niche.
Should have. You were there. The story's about you.
It's about me.
Yeah, I was trying to think of who it was that was asking Parker about fish memes, and it was. And then when I took myself back there, it was you.
Yeah,
man, that was great.
Here's what I'll say. Speaking of meme pages, shout off to Dylan. You literally erased 72 hours of my life by showing me a certain Instagram page.
Can I take it from here? Because I came in here for a cool ML shout off. Shout out. Sorry.
Shout out.
Oops. I didn't mean that. Hold on, Miller Lite. Let me get that back and shout out.
I get a beer. $2 for Miller Lite. That's not bad.
I show him one Catatonic Youth Instagram page.
What do they specialize in? Cringeworthy
cringe music vids.
There's one of Creed's halftime show in 95 circa.
The guy from damn Dragon Ball Z prancing around
and floating on
curtains.
These aren't things that are just like LOL, that is someone singing poorly. It's like there's a very specific vibe to it. It's
and some of them are so embarrassing you have to like you can't watch.
Anyways, I came in here and I sat there.
Man, it's a hot one out there today. Got any cold MLs? Oh, come to the right place. Ooh, plans
like
too.
God, I love a Miller Lite. Anyway, I come in here and you cut the record that was playing, which was like, I don't know if it was Dwight Yoakam, but it was something of the sort.
Probably.
Which, fucking Dwight Yoakam.
Shout out.
I love him. Anyway, and for the next 30 minutes I was here, you went through every single video, right?
Cut to three damn days later. I started at the top of that page and just scrolled through and watched every single video.
Oh
so
God.
For the listener, there's an Instagram page, Catatonic Youths, and he
Shout
posts
out.
these fucking these cringe vids.
Fire.
But that page started out as like his personal page. It's just some dude who used to like, as far as I can tell, he used to sell merch for emo bands on tour.
Right, because the first couple of posts are like not anything.
It's just like him and his cat and like him on tour and stuff.
Fuck you.
So I scroll back until I got to like those normal ones. But I watched every single one of those brutally bad, unbelievable. So like, and also some of it is genres I didn't have due to age. Metalcore didn't really exist in that way when I was in high school. Like there was different embarrassing things to like. But like metalcore specifically to me sounds totally, like it wasn't like, oh, that's so and so, I remember them. I don't remember any of this stuff, so I'm like, what? This is the worst fucking song I've ever heard. And like, next one, oh no, this is the worst song I've ever heard. And then, no, this is it. So like, it just kept going, and
John Travolta?
So bad. Oh God. I think you might like it. Somewhere that song. And then the one that got me the most was your boy from Motley Crue, who's just making like...
That's a new one.
Well, and there's another older one where he's singing, I don't know what song. The only word you can make out of him, there's numbers. He holds up 103, I think. And the rest of him is going like, what now? And like, like making the most fucked up, ridiculous sound. He cannot sing an actual word in English. He's so out of breath, just like stomping, sweaty around the stage. Just like, it's the worst thing you've ever heard.
Well, it's
imagine it through cans right now with poor Matt with the cans on.
Nah, he's
probably here sans cans. But like,
someone's got to produce this thing.
I could not get enough of that page. I went through everything. I've been sending to. So we have a certain Well, we don't need to say the name. We have a certain Instagram group. And nothing offensive.
Oh, so what is this? I show you it, and then I'm not even in the group over here?
I don't know how to add people.
All right, fair enough.
So I
it was an already existing group.
It was a pre-existing
group. Of meme sharing. So this was just, he started incorporating those into these that we share.
Well, that makes me feel better.
And then I've been sending them to other people, and they're just
he's
like,
not so much saying he doesn't like it. He just hates how it's took over his life.
It took over. Yeah. The one with the dude. Oh, God, I'm not going to get into it.
Go on.
There's that one dude who's holding the lyrics on his like spiral bound notebook and singing the lyrics and then going. And the lyrics are show me your heart, maybe even your private part. And then he says, he somehow goes into a lyric where he says something about getting married and he goes, oh, wait, no. And then he just sings the next line. And so maybe we'll get married. Oh, never mind.
This is dude in his white shirt, drawn like blinds drawn behind so him, bad. Like, oh man.
That one gives you a moment where you're almost like, I feel bad for this guy. I wish he hadn't recorded it. Why did he put it on YouTube? You fucking psycho.
Anyway, moving along.
Moving along.
That was meme
catatonic
talk.
Shut off,
youth.
Dylan. I'm gonna stop talking about this meme page. I'll post a link to it.
Welcome
on
to
our page.
Dude,
ruin everybody else's
dude cast meme talk.
Sans Cans dude cast volume something.
So you just heard Jerry Paper. Gray Area was the name of the song.
Great Area?
Gray.
Oh.
G-R-E-Y. So we're a foodie cast here.
It's a food cast. We're culinary cast.
Gastro.
We're
heads.
Also a seltzer cast.
Gastro cast. I like that. Ooh.
I said gastro heads, but okay. I like gastro
you're back
cast.
In. Shout out to Dylan.
Shout out to Dylan. He's
thank
got some
you.
Ideas.
I fucking was out.
We're also
man,
a
baby.
Seltzer. We're also a seltzer cast.
Big supporters of Truly.
We drink a lot of hard seltzer around here. Also when I was at the store, it's gotten even lighter than spiked seltzers, if you can imagine. Now it's just
water.
Yeah. Still water.
Oof. Wait, booze water?
The brand was called like Still Water or something like that. That's the band from Almost Famous, right?
No, that's Sweet Water.
No,
it was.
Right.
I swear.
Still Water, because Still Water runs deep or whatever it is.
Yeah. Fever Dog.
It was.
Do you know who that band? What the band was? They were basing that off of.
Fever Dog
got me off guard.
I'm sorry.
Is that the song?
Yeah.
Damn,
he's going,
I don't remember that
one.
He goes
Fever Dog like that.
Crawling
like
at your door.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something like that.
Which kind
that.
Of is a sick song, though.
That's the one where he gets electric. That's the electrocution
yeah,
scene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
great
Almond
movie.
Brothers.
Shout out to Almost Famous.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what band that's based off of?
No.
Deep Purple.
The Almond Brothers.
Oh. You love that band.
I do.
How do you know that?
Because the dude, what's his name?
He's a xenophile.
opposite. Who's the damn dude? Who made the movie? The guy who made the movie. He's famous.
It's Cameron Crowe.
Cameron Crowe. Okay, so he made the movie. And it's based on his life because he was
a
teenager.
Another xenophile. Only been accused of.
He was a teenager who wrote for Rolling Stone magazine. And he said that one of the big profiles was he was sent on the road with Allman Brothers. And they were like one of the big influences, particularly the part where they're yelling at each other, like back when we were still called the So and So Band, because there was a point in time, and I guess when it was still named after
guy,
it was like just one of the brothers had a band name or whatever. It was some sort of disagreement about that, and the beef was between, I guess it was a Dwayne and Greg beef, and just a general like, holy fuck, our band just blew up, and like our world, we're like country boys, and our worlds are different, and like living that rock star lifestyle. He said it was an amalgam, but one of the main bands is Allman Brothers. Shout. Out to the Allman Brothers.
Yeah, that's true. Eat a peach.
They fucking rule.
So anyways, how the fuck did we get onto that? Oh.
OG, Dwayne. I'm Dwayne Era only. Continue.
The brand is, I don't know if it's called Still Water, but it's something like that. And it was like.
It's ain't your daddy's water, boy.
It's something like that. The little thing on the side.
It's still water. Sorry.
The little thing on the side of the box says like. Too many bubbles holding you back or something like that. And I was like, no.
Hang on, I gotta choke these bubbles down. Yeah. Hang on, baby. Let me
it's like, yeah. It's presenting itself as like, yeah. Like
it's Brussels sprouts?
If that's too much for you, if truly spiked seltzer is too much for you, then it's basically, called, I guess they're calling the
clientele.
I want
to be the son of a gun that's like pinching his nose and swallowing Truly.
But apparently these are just flavored water. And they
with booze
will
in
get
them.
You lit. Yeah, yeah.
Whew. I like it.
I started to buy that.
I mean, look, if they made, you know, Gatorade or body armor with booze in it, I'm down.
Body armor?
That's yeah,
I'm
his
a,
new shit.
I'm a supporter of body
that?
Armor. Shout
it's
out to
only
Ryan
because
Blaney.
Of NASCAR driver.
That's not the only reason. I tried
I have a prop for you. If Kirkland brand, Sam's Club, or what is it, Costco?
Kirkland's Costco, yeah.
If they put out some kind of, just, you could buy a flat of this water that had...
Still water.
Was spiked. Would you buy that flat? Even if it tastes like shit, it was like 15 bucks.
Well,
buy like
for the million, store,
I'd give it a whirl.
But I'd certainly try it.
All right.
I started to give it a whirl tonight, but it's like a six-pack bottles, and it seemed, I don't know. Bubba? I found the single...
Lucy's.
Getting to what this is all about. A White Claw, pretty famous brand of these.
Who was it? I'm sorry. I just told me about how a friend of theirs bought some White Claw at the grocery store. It was on like an end cap. It wasn't like the refrigerated section. And didn't know it was alcohol. And was like, their friends. I was like, hey, you want anything to drink? I got some like LaCroix, some spikes. Or not, they didn't say spike. They're just like, I got some seltzer water in the fridge. And they're like, I don't see the other. It's like, yeah, it's right there, the White Claw. I'm like, it's got booze in it. She's like, it does?
Apparently, yeah, she's been like drinking. The reason I know that is because it says hard seltzer.
Apparently, hey man, I'm not going to speak for who this person was. And also, apologies. I think it was Amy. Shout out to Amy. I'm pretty sure Amy's the one who told me that story just the other night. Oh, because we were here for
was really fucked up.
Rachel's still... birthday party. My wife's birthday.
My wife.
Borat. Anyway, I think it was Amy who told me that story. I'm pretty sure. I also thought it was going to end with, and she was giving them to her children, but it did not.
Or like someone was,
or she was
still
driving,
pregnant. Or it was like someone was still pregnant.
These things are fucking great. I'm driving around.
I love driving now.
I know.
I love traffic.
It used to be stressful for me.
I used to hate traffic, but this traffic fucking rules.
Oh, traffic rules.
Pass me one of those seltzers. I love this.
If I can pound three of these, it'd be like fucking 5 o'clock.
Five o'clock everywhere.
So, I got a White Claw group Ruby Grapefruit because I knew that there was a Truly, well, thought that there was a Truly in here, grapefruit. I had to go digging for one.
Look, we have so many flavors of Truly, and they can't all be represented in the fridge at once.
I
would be surprised when there's a place in Raleigh that has more flavors of Truly for sale.
But, like, in a bar setting, for sure, yeah. Grocery store, obviously. But
these wouldn't be allowed in Utah, by the way. This is 5%. This would be...
Shout off,
get out of here.
Or, yeah, I guess they're probably not a big enough operation to... crank out lower ABV versions of it just to go to one state.
Just be soda water.
So,
Truly.
Anyway, Kalima Lime won, the Lime won. And so we're going to see who wins the grapefruit.
Did I say grapefruit? Oh, grapefruit.
And I've written the names.
Is that gripe water?
Oh, shout out to gripe water. Call that a callback.
Which I got home and was like, Rich, you ever heard of gripe water? She's like, yeah, of course.
It's about people who have kids.
Right. I get it.
You have. You should have said
one of the least popular.
Would you guys be amazed if I had like five illegitimate kids?
500 kids?
Yep.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I'd be very surprised on that.
So on the bottom of these cups.
And I would have 500 kids.
I would.
We're going off the rails here.
All right, sorry.
Let's drink more.
All right.
On the bottoms of these cups are the brand names.
Okay,
we're gonna hand them to one another.
Okay,
like you're gonna decide which one you think tastes better.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, I don't even know which is which now. So yeah, what, like?
Oh, I'm doing now. Do I?
You can go first this time. All right, it doesn't matter.
I take a sip of each.
Sure, and just say which one you think is better, and then I will look at the bottom.
And you're gonna say it,
and
I'll
like jot it down or something, and then. We'll do the same to me. Mix
I don't
them
want
up.
You to see what I'm covering up the bottom.
No, you
listener,
just,
I'm covering
you,
the bottom
you,
as
no,
I
No, I don't
sip
know
it.
Which one. You just did the Princess Bride Inconceivable drink switch.
Okay.
I don't know which one's which. Which.
Okay. Okay.
Shout out to Witch, by the way.
For the.
Yeah, you're a big fan?
Is that a real deal?
No.
Shout
never,
out?
I've never eaten them.
Me neither. So, Dylan, what you got going on? Oh, we'll get into plugs
here
in a minute.
Here we go.
Oh, that's the whole reason he's on here. It's like a big ass plug.
Big ass plug.
Got a lot
hey,
of questions.
Hey, win. I'm a part of this plug too.
Dude, I got.
Right. I preferred this one.
We got to move these units.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. Now you close your eyes.
Pass that over.
Listener, Matt did not close his eyes. He just turned around.
Well,
I think he closed his eyes.
So
that's the
Dylan's
crazy
got a
thing
hot
is
gig coming up. Nope. Yeah.
Oh hell yeah! Actually. Matt, you're gonna you're part of this plug.
Matt, you can turn around.
That's what I just said.
Oh fuck!
All right, Matt, you can turn around.
So okay. March the 17th, Saint Patty's Day, we are going to be having a record release And by we, I mean Dim Delights, the band I'm in with Charlie and Tyrone. Oh, I forgot to do our official introduction. And Manson.
Where I say, like, how do they know you? And you say, I'm Dylan from Dim Delights.
Oh, okay. You want to do that right now, clean?
So, Dylan, how do people know you? If not from the Nice Rice podcast.
They might know me from Person Street Bar or the band
I play. You're an indie-nominated barback.
That is correct.
Dylan from Person Street is how that you were nominated. Did correct. You win?
Is that really all they said? I forgot about that
yes.
part.
It said just yeah, like Dylan nominated from Person Street. I think they
or a secondary question, was it spelled right?
No.
No.
People might know me from... Hold on, I gotta do it clean.
Okay, I like this one better.
All right. Okay.
All right, Dylan.
Dylan, close your eyes.
All right.
It looks, yep. Look, Dylan, close your eyes.
But hey,
looks me deeply in my eyes.
Hey, well, my fucking eyeballs. Here's you moved up to bar tender, baby.
I did.
Oh, it's official.
I did.
Congratulations.
Fridays and Sundays. Sundays are my day, but Fridays I'm...
Are those really the only days where I feel like you work all the time?
I'm going to come see you.
I only do Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sundays are dope.
Here's a question for you, and I'm an honest question.
Go on.
How packed is it on Sundays?
Well, since I've been playing funk music full volume, it's very packed.
Let's say someone came in on... Are you there on the afternoons or Sunday nights?
Sunday night.
Okay, never mind.
But I'll hang out in the afternoon.
I was thinking, like, if I went in there and it's not super crowded with someone on the television, you can keep it muted.
Right.
Switch to the race so I could watch the race on Sunday.
Oh, man, I would... Dude, I'm looking for shit to put on there since it's not football season. Mm-hmm. So, and I grew up watching NASCAR. Jeff Gordon was my favorite.
Oh, my God, Jeff Gordon. I heard a couple things about him.
In my youth.
A couple of things about him.
Hold on.
What was his nickname, Rainbow Warrior?
Every NASCAR's fan's fucking go-to. Hold on, I heard a couple. California kid...
He's from California, young guy.
I will say he's probably one of the four best NASCAR drivers of all time. Worst case scenario, he's the fourth best NASCAR driver of all time. All
right.
Actually, I shouldn't say that.
Hold on. Also, ice. You feeling
baby?
So,
all right.
I'll continue with this plug for you
because you take your sips while he plugs. Yeah,
thank you.
They were nice enough to ask my band Debt to play their album release show, and we said yes. What the fuck else are we gonna do? And who else is playing? Who's the opener? Oh, Hand Claw.
White Claw?
Rips. Hand Claw. Ooh, slaps.
Hand Claw, baby. White Claw.
Oh, wait.
Members of Zach Mexico. Great band. Also,
edit that out.
Dear Lord. Barbarian over here.
Right in the middle of the plug, too. That's awesome.
This
is a frat house.
It will not be a plug because it'll have already happened by the time you hear this. In fact, I don't know that a single episode has come out where I've plugged this yet. But nonetheless, playing at Neptune's on Sunday. So after the race, hey, come on down. That is with Your Pest Band from Japan.
That's your fave?
Oh, shit.
Then, yeah, okay.
I know what you picked.
I know what both of y'all picked.
I don't know what I picked.
You picked Truly.
I picked that one.
I was about to say on the count of three.
Oh, okay.
All right, on the count of three.
I don't know what I picked, though. I don't know what I picked.
He's going to tell you.
Oh, okay.
All right. You didn't look at any of them, so you're not...
Okay.
Well, so I was just going to do count of three, because you could all
it's
say
just me ones. And you.
All right.
You picked Truly.
You picked White Claw.
Ooh, get the fuck out.
Shout out to Dylan.
Let me tell you something about White Claw. Hold on. White Claw,
Valley's here.
More fragrant. A little more alcohol tasting, even though I know it's like only...
That was my ish.
They're the exact same.
That was your ish?
Yeah. One of them was less grapefruity, and one of them was more like almost like you're drinking like a watered down vodka situation. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this one had more of a zing, like a
sharper, crisper.
And
this one was more of like a you there had been vodka in it, and there was now like something else in it, and it had like that kind of like.
But you're trying to sweeten it up.
See, that's what he's searching for. A booze hound over here.
Bazinga.
Yeah. You're one of those guys who use vaporizers and stuff. And trying to like, you can like, dude, you can get wasted in 11 seconds.
Only the weed kind, baby.
That's right.
Something exciting in basketball happened this week. Yesterday, to be exact. Oof.
Shoegate.
Shoegate
2019.
We'll call it Shoegate. I'll call it a UNC victory over Duke University.
Yeah.
At Duke.
I will say,
star-studded crowd.
We're joking about the Shoegate thing, but when I woke up this morning and went on the internet, I saw the shoe thing before I saw the final score. Like it was like, here's what happened. Look, Zion blew a shoe out. Zion maybe hurt his leg, And then like way later in the article, it's like, oh, and yeah, and Carolina won the game. Like the shoe thing was like huge nationally. Here, maybe not, but like when I went on like Deadspin.
It was a bizarre thing.
Bizarre.
It was like 20 seconds in or something. I didn't watch the game. I was keeping track on my phone, but.
It was bananas.
Cuckoo bananas?
One might call it cuckoo bananas.
Too bad. President was there. President Obama was there.
Thanks, Obama. Do you know who else was there?
Spike Lee. I watched a baseball game with Obama one time.
With him?
I mean, we were at the same stadium.
Got it. Who else? Yeah, Spike Lee was there.
King Griffey Jr.
King Griffey Jr. was my favorite one.
Oh, I had a King Griffey Jr. Mariners jersey second grade.
Shout out to my boy Joe Ovius. Joe Ovius, that was his takeaway too. He's like, I was used to it. And then I saw Griffey. I was like, oh my God. Yeah. And he said he wished he had brought his copy of like Baseball 95 on Super Nintendo to get Griffey to sign it. And I was like, that would have been fucking
nuts.
How's
he looking?
Griff?
He looks the same. Fucking a little older, but he looks like if he walked in here, he'd be like, oh, that's King of Virginia.
His batting average wouldn't be great, but I guarantee he would hit 15 home runs this year in the big leagues. He could go yard right now. Like, he's the best baseball player.
You stand by that? Ever. I'll call him up. Yeah, for sure. So, I'll call him up.
Joe Ovius was at the game?
Yeah.
Sick.
Yes, he was.
It's fucking Shoegate, dude. Once you got a bunch of celebs over there, some ex, you know, athletes.
I mean...
Somebody went in there with a razor blade. UNC fan went in there with a razor blade, cut the binding.
A crazed UNC fan got access to Zion Williamson's shoes.
He just put on a Duke polo.
I
mean,
I don't see anybody with shoes exploding.
Yeah, yeah. But a mustache.
He had a UNC hat over. Like, he put the Duke hat over his UNC hat.
He's trying to front off. Hats on. I love Wojciechowski, right? And Wojciechowski. God, Christian Leonard's the best. Yeah, excuse me, guys. Yeah, we're all crazies here in Cameron, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, shit. Duke.
Yeah, God, yeah, so good. Yeah, Devils were the best Devils.
Bananas game.
I know nothing about the actual game. I only know the shoe thing.
And that Carolina won. By a lot of points.
How many? 100?
Relative, like 100. They won by 100 points. It was like a 13 to 16 point.
I think Duke had like 32 in the first and then 40 in the second half. I don't know.
I believe I heard Joe... talking on his show on 99.9 The Fan, they mentioned that Carolina scored 62 points in the paint,
which is obscene. And shitty three-point shooting. This is the sports cast. This is the dude cast.
Speaking of which, if you want to hear a sports cast, go listen to Walk-Up Music with me and Jovius Bishaw.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Cast. I'm on the conspiracy cast, the Shoegate 2019.
So you think
someone did
psychotic
this.
Duke fan snuck into the
or Carolina fan?
So I got I
you
got
don't
picked
think
up
that was
from
the
Utah.
Fact that like a 290-pound man at full speed trying to stop on a dime and fucking blew his shoe out,
roll his leg over him.
How many times?
On a single foot. Yeah, blew his shoe out.
Look, how many Shaq shoes did Shaq blow out? I mean, Shaq had his own brand.
I don't know if Shaq was moving laterally as quickly.
Oh, I think he was a little bit.
Ooh, I think he was.
Especially when he was playing in Orlando.
He was an amazing athlete.
I just...
In the post game,
I think it was a fluke.
In the post game interview, even Coach K was like, well, they were like, have you ever seen anything like this before? He was like, yeah, like his shoe broke. Like, it didn't seem that crazy to him.
I will say...
He obviously has to play it cool,
the picture looked nuts. It did look
crazy. It was
crazy.
It was insane.
It was a freak thing, and it was...
I was happy to see
even
him.
Even on a cosmic... If you're into, like,
how many
this whole rivalry or anything, it's like, of all games for it to happen in the beginning of the Carolina game at Duke, it's just like...
30 seconds in.
30 seconds in. I call that a kerfuffle gone right.
And there's a lot... I mean,
if you like Carolina. UNC
probably
fan.
I mean, there's a lot of fetishists that are like...
Ooh, let me tell
you. I'm like, oh my God, is that is that his exposed foot?
Throw that.
Zion Williamson feet.
Anyway, this is a podcast about records. We only talk about records. And we've talked about one so far.
Yeah.
New format, season two.
Season two,
Like
Sam's
a Baby
Dudecast.
By Jerry Paper on Stone's Throw Records.
Available at Nice Price Books, Records, and Records, or Nice Price.
Back to the plug, real quick. Dim Delights album. What's the album called?
Self-titled.
It's called self-titled, or it's a self-titled album? You being cheeky?
No, it's just the album self-titled.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. But I want to call it.
I've seen a band title.
I want to call it working
title
now.
I've seen it before.
Cute.
The tapes have already been printed, so all it says is Dim Delights.
This was my question: is what formats we got?
Oh, we got digital download.
Uh-huh.
And
cassette.
Which, those will soon be available. You're going to give us them, I assume?
Oh.
Not give us, we'll buy them. But like,
yeah.
At Nice Price Books and Records and Nice Price Junior.
Yes.
You happy with the cover art? You happy with all that stuff?
I am. Shout out to Slex. I don't know his last name. Shit.
My neighbor was behind me. Diagonal behind me.
Shout out to Floor Model.
Never seen him even once.
Yes. Oh.
In the nave.
That is March the 17th at Neptune's, I think.
St. Patty's Day.
St. Patty's Day for all
you. It's on St. Patrick's Day?
Irish, Scottish heads.
You're going to play, you can do some Dropkick Murphys shit for the crowd, dude?
Probably going to put on a Spotify playlist of Dropkick Murphys before the show starts.
I was going to ask, do you think some like St. Patty's Day crazy partiers are going to come and keep going once they know that there's a cover and a show? Or do you think they're going to say, fuck it, we'll check it out, and then we're still going to see a bunch of this?
I think, yeah, the latter. I think
there's still going to be some St. Patty's Day party,
folks. I think they're going to walk to the bottom of the stairs having paid money, but they're so wasted that they're just like, going to stay for a song, and they're like, oh, let's go somewhere else, but we got that.
No, unless it's Debt on stage, and they'll be like,
true. That's true. Debt rules, I don't know the order, but I think Handclaw's probably first, and then Debt. Debt rules. And then it's us. Dim Deletes.
March 17th.
March 17th.
Neptune.
Doors at 8, shows at 9.
That's pretty much all I got plug-wise.
Yeah. And thank you for playing that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be there, so I don't really have much to plug. You should go to that.
You're not going to, like, the Hibernian or something? Drink green beers?
You're not
going
to go to Tiernan Oak?
My man Alan, the plumber from from Cup of Joe, who is a traditional Irish musician.
Oh yeah. Nice fella.
Told me he's the best. He told me a story yesterday.
Is he a tall dude?
He said he had a cop trying to shake him down, and he's like, he was in Florida for St. Patty's Day, going bar to bar playing bagpipes. He's like, they were taking cash and change, just stuffing it down my shirt. He's like, I was skinny as a rail, then the change was just falling right out of my pants leg. Only the bill stayed in. So he's walking around Florida, cash stuffed in all of his clothes.
Shoving money into his clothes.
Because he said he'd walk in. Imagine you're like, this is in the 70s too. Like, imagine you're in like a bar on St. Patty's Day, and a guy walks in with a bagpipe and starts playing a song.
You're gonna
people are just like, poof, poof. So he's
so amped.
Yeah. And he said the cop was trying to arrest him, I think, for like preemptively for trying to drink and drive or something. And he's like, I explained to the fellow, if I can play these bagpipes, I can drive. And I was like, what are you talking about?
They did things a little differently back then.
Hold on.
He's the funniest dude, Alan. I don't know his last name.
He used to always come in and buy like records you would expect, like old folk records and stuff.
Yeah, he still does. And he's a plumber, and he's the plumber for Cup of Joe. He's a regular Cup of Joe in general. And the other day, he also told me that he recently rescued, I don't know how he got a hold of it, but an organ that had been on a ship. Had been installed in a ship, so it was played on the boat.
Oh my god!
And he's like, so wherever there normally would have been wood in a lot of places, there was either ceramic or porcelain or something, because it couldn't handle the saltwater air, and it was sealed all around it because it couldn't handle the saltwater air getting to the machinations of the actual organ. He's like, you know, when I crank that thing up and it plays like a bitch. That's exactly what he said.
I played Procol Harum on that thing like 3 times.
He's so bizarre. He talks real funny. My mom was there one time.
I couldn't imagine him saying that.
Yeah, I almost fell out of my chair. Hey, I tell you, it plays like a bitch, you know. Anyway, and, every day he walks in, he opens the front door, walks in, goes, "What a day!
He's
what
like,
a day!"
He always wears overalls. He's
just overalls. Like, what a day! I tell you, what a day!
I love him already.
Every time I see him, and he was one time he was talking to my mom about how he's been living on like Hillsborough Street forever. He lives past the fairgrounds. He's been there for like 40 years, and he was talking to my mom, and she was talking about the Nice Price building. It was old. He didn't know she was my mother. He just was talking to a woman who was in the store. And not to my knowledge, probably not
game.
Hold on, my mother's here.
This isn't anything against your mother. It's about him.
It's
how
a
I met your mother,
her, but it doesn't matter who. But look, what happened is he was telling her about the neighborhood.
Listen, I play the bagpipes.
He's like, well, that place is a general store, and he's like, this one here is a titty bar, and the place next door that was also a general. And it was like, went right through, and I'm just listening, like, who the fuck is this dude? He's tripping me out.
Hell yeah! Shout out to
what a day! What a day! You know, one time a dead body was launched into his bushes.
launched.
Is he just coming in like that's just like what a day? Like no respect. What a day.
So what's going on? He's like, well, I didn't sleep much last night.
He's like,
I tell you, two of these crazy sons of bitches, they were street racing on my road, and the guy wrecked, threw him right through the windshield, tore him right out of his clothes. But I found his dead body cut to ribbons in my bushes.
That's a quote.
And he's always in the exact same like cheery mood.
What a day. Yeah, dude, he's the best. Yeah, he straight up said
we should have him as a guest.
Dude,
hell.
I asked him that one time, and he gave me his phone number, told him to come by his house, and I was like, all right, I figured out. But he told me that what happened.
Just come by the store, dog.
He said he heard his house shook, and he woke up and went outside, and there's fucking glass everywhere. Car parts had busted his windows, or shit everywhere. His yard was destroyed. There's a car in the yard, and he says 911 showed up because like it was the car had like gone was like going well over 100 miles an hour and hit something and like fucking went into orbit. And like crashed, destroyed, hit his house, did all sorts of stuff. And the 911 was there, and they couldn't find the dude, and they thought that maybe he'd been picked up by someone and taken away to avoid being arrested for street racing.
Yeah.
Alan Lou was like, "Oh no, there he is!" And he was naked, dead in his bushes.
Oh, cut to ribbons.
He got thrown through the windshield. Cut his damn clothes off of him.
Hell.
He wasn't racing nude. He had his clothes on and got cut off of him.
You ain't racing unless you.
He's like, I tell you, he might. I mean. He's like, you know, they're just crazy out there. Dude, I'm pitch black and I go 130 miles an hour. He ends up in my front yard. What a day.
No respect. Anyway,
he's
respect.
The best.
All right.
This is a crazy
I know the
podcast.
Salt flats.
Are
we still rolling?
Oh, we're rolling.
We run out of room over there?
Are we rolling? Hold on. The 130 miles an hour, though, you can go moonless prairie night on the salt flats of Utah. 150, 200.
As fast as the car will allow, is how fast
like
you can go.
Like you were saying before, if you went on a bike as fast as you could.
The moonless, what did you say?
Moonless prairie night.
Yeah.
It's a
salt flat and a prairie, this place.
No, not this one, but I'm just saying, just to give you perspective, that's how dark it is on this night that you're racing on the prairies on your bike.
Well, there's bicycles that go. There's a guy who took his bicycle like 80 miles an hour.
80?
Yeah, so they built it so it has like a gigantic gear.
Oh,
and then they drag
it
behind a car.
Fun at it.
No, they put it behind a car so that it has no drag. They have this like funnel, so they're in this like pocket with no air resistance.
Yeah.
And they as the car pedals, they tow it up to a certain speed, disengage the tow, and they're pedaling, and they're going like, it was over 100 miles an hour, I think, on a damn bicycle.
Well,
what happens when you hit a rock? And you go face. They didn't, but like
there's
imagine.
There's rocks out there though. It's salt flat.
Well, thank God.
There's a salt rock. Maybe.
They'd have died. I'll look it up.
Well, do you have a plug?
Truly grapefruit.
Shout out.
We're going to Martinsville, but that'll be the week after that.
Lucky.
Oh, that'll be
two weeks after that.
That'll be a few days after.
What
the
kind of track
gig
is that?
We're just talking about.
Is that a?
Also, okay. I've been looking up places to stay. Really anything about Martinsville other than the race we're going to while we're there.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a real shithole. Good God, there's nothing to do there.
I've never been there. I don't know, you know much more than I do about it.
Well, I couldn't find much. I know that there's...
They got Bojangles?
There's probably a Bojangles, but it's like even the hotels there are pretty small and already booked up. The Airbnb scene is pretty sparse. I'll dig more into it.
What we need to do is get into the infield and get an RV situation.
We'll keep you posted on Martinsville. It's looking like we might just like roll into the race and then go stay in like, what's that? Danville or something.
Danville. Martin's got a ville. Dan's got a ville.
A nearby town with a little more in it, because even places to stay, I'm like having trouble finding.
I've done no research. The race is on a Sunday. I don't know if we're coming back after the race or not.
It's not far away. We could if someone...
I think if anything, we go up Saturday, crash Saturday night, so we can wake up early, be at the race, ready to rip, and then Rachel drives us back on Sunday.
Well, yeah, there's that.
And maybe if we get one of these race cars, we can get back home really quick.
I know.
Super fast.
And I can't believe
you. You're grabbing a lug nut this time?
I'm going to get a lug nut.
Nerd.
I can't believe you guys.
Ooh, can I have that lug nut?
Let me get
that.
Yeah,
that's precisely what I'll say.
Hey, I'm hungry. Can I have
that lug nut?
Yeah, you chew it up.
Ding! We're going to wrap it up here. Support.
Oh, you guys aren't sponsored by it.
Shout out to NASCAR.
Don't point out that we don't have any sponsors yet.
Had some sponsors.
I mean,
Shakori sponsored the shit out of us.
Really?
Harrison Street Bar has sponsored us, sort of.
They sort of sponsored
MLs.
Us. We'll take it. Yeah.
They would.
They
don't have to do anything. Sounds good.
We just shout them out. Yeah,
talk to your boy. I mean, basically, that's my bar. Oops.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. You know what? Yeah, that's my bar.
You are a person. All right, get us the fuck out of here,
yeah,
Matt.
What the hell?
Well,
we are dead.
Oh boy.
No, it's not that bad. Nah.
That's well, worse?
I got. No, it's not that bad. We're talking about the length of the show here.
I know.
Well, we're cruising out of here. We'll see you out there on the track in Martinsville.
Hell yeah.
Bye bye.
Oh, what are we playing?
Oh, back real quick. Not quite in Martinsville yet, boys. We're going to hear, what was the song you wanted to hear?
A Moment.
A Moment by
the
Jerry
next,
Paper.
The very next song that you were underneath. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Blingzinga.
There he is holding an egg. And yeah, here we go. Bye bye.
Eating